the end of Genesis chapter 29, of course that's where we ended up last week, finishing up that chapter. And the last part of that chapter, of course, is that Leah gave birth to Judah. Had Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, and evidently in quick succession there, in an approximate 4-year period, of course. And I want us to notice something about the genealogy of concerning Judah because of its reference to the Christ. And what I have going around there is I wanted to show you what I did and what I'm going to use tonight from notes. And I copied and pasted right out of Esword. And this is a way of getting a quick study of verses and so forth and some notes very easily if you use a computer program such as Esword. And what you see on that paper is beginning in Matthew chapter 1, several verses there through the genealogy. Of course, Matthew begins with Abraham and comes down to the time of the Christ. But what I did there is I took the verses that I wanted comment on and I simply went to the commentary section where it's the Treasury of Scriptural Knowledge. That's a book you can buy. It's very commonly found on the computer programs. And basically what it is simply they break down the verse and give the reference verses for each part of that verse. So in the genealogical records of Matthew chapter 1, there's a number of names given. And they give the scriptural references for, okay, when they were born, when this happened, and so forth. So you can look that up. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to look through that. But I wanted you to look at that piece of paper there so you could see how easily that's done. I just copied and pasted right out of the computer program. And then I've got 2 pages of notes that I can go through. You've got a multiplicity. I didn't count how many verse references there are there, but they're, I'm sure, well over 100. And you can go through that very quickly and very easily if you want to begin to study just to see what's said in other places in the Scriptures and how easily that's done. We've talked about in times past on a Sunday morning when we were going through and learning how to study the Bible, I'd mentioned the Bible programs that you could use. And again, that particular book, the Treasury of Scriptural Knowledge, is a book that's available that you can buy if you don't use a computer. Now, the reason why that we're studying this line, this lineage from Judah, of course, beginning in Abraham, traveling down to the Christ, is, for one, we had a sermon about this not very long ago, just a couple of Sundays back, about God's providential workings through these genealogical records. But it's also important to notice who all's involved in bringing about the Christ, his genealogical record, because it's quite varied and a number of very interesting things involved. So, in Genesis 29:35, it tells us that Leah gave birth to Judah. Now, if you go through the Scriptures, there's a number of passages in the Old Testament that speak about the coming of the Christ. And of course, some of those have to do with Judah, of course. I want to begin